All right, we're here back at the Great Station. That was Scour, and we have Ifa Journey in the studio. Why don't you say hi, Ifa?
Let a mercy. Aye. Stand on it, Timon. Hey, Rastafari, live and roll continually. Bless all the children out there and bless the world. And I pray for the world to be a better place and the children to grow up with love and unity amongst themselves. And looking forward to a better tomorrow, you know? Yeah. So I say love to the children, love to the homeless, and love to the sick, and love to the elders, and love to everyone, because this is life. Give thanks, Ifa Journey. Give thanks.
Thank you, Ifa. That was a really, really good intro there. I like that a lot. So why don't you tell us about yourself? Like, where are you from? What do you do?
Yes, you know, Ifa Journey, you know, Ifa Journey is a long, that's why I name Ifa Journey, is a long journey. I'm from Jamaica, you know, grew up amongst Bob Marley and the kids them, you know, Ziggy Marley and Steve Marley. You know, we grew up together as youth, from we was a little youth, grew up together, you know, Bob Marley, and you know, yeah, Robin Williams, I do my first movie with Robin Williams called Club Paradise and Jimmy Cliff, you know, that was a great movie. Yeah, still is a classic. Check it out. Classic movie, Club Paradise. Yeah, man, Robin Williams' first movie. You know what I'm saying? Then, yeah, start to travel the world, go all over Europe, you know, Denmark, Sweden, Ireland, Finland, all over Europe to Africa, touring, doing my music. Then come to America, yeah, and still in the music, yeah. But me always, I do a lot of things still, you know. I find myself up in the restaurant now, which I love cook, up in a restaurant in New York, called Zion Train, and it was a number one restaurant in the first 6 months because I specialize in health food and my father teach me to cook very well and show me I must take care of the children them in the world and show them love and teach them about Rastafari, who is the Almighty, who is the God for all the children. One God, one aim, one destiny, and we all from Africa. Yes, that's where all the children are from. Yes, but we scatter all over. We all blood brothers and sisters. Anyway, from that, I am in Arville right now cooking some food for the children in Arville because they are my best friend. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and we are cooking some food for the people called Ifa Journey. Yeah? And check it out, Ifa Journey Restaurant, Jamaican health food store.
Vegetarian food and seafood, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Did you eat the food yet? Did you try the food?
Oh, I've tried the food there without a doubt. Oh, dude.
Eh?
I am a huge fan.
Huge fan. I've eaten there twice now.
I'm a sucker for the spices. You know, when it comes down to food, I want to be honest. I can drink spoiled milk and not even notice it, as my family could attest. I may have slightly dead taste buds, but the spices. Oh my goodness!
It's all about the spice, brother.
It really is.
Yes, and it's, you know, spice, you know.
It's so rich.
I can't get enough of that porridge. Yes. I mean. Oh my gosh. Yes. I drink it like it's nothing, like it's water. It's so good.
Yeah, because you know the porridge, you know, the porridge is a special thing that we grew up on in Jamaica. We grew and porridge in Jamaica as little youth, and the porridge give you energy. You can drink some porridge in the morning and take it all. You can do any amount of work all day. Just drink some warm porridge and all day. I can't tell you what I put in it too. I put peanut and I put oatmeal and I put soy milk. And I blend it up, and I put a thing called green plantain, and, you know, I blend all of that up together, and then I sweeten it with the nice brown sugar, and that the spice is cinnamon, and, you know what I'm saying? And your nutmeg, and, you know what I'm saying?
It's delicious.
Your vanilla, and, you know? Yeah. Yeah, man. So when you drink that now, it's like you drink power. Like, so, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
oh,
man.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You know?
I've got to give this a shot. Yes. I actually am going to have to come by and give that a shot sometime.
Yes.
Oh, and it's cheap, too. Like, cheap. I don't think I've paid over $10 for, filling food every
time
I go there.
Because it's not about the money for me. It's about make sure the youths and the family eating healthy. And, you know, that is giving back for me because I'm a singer and I'm an actor and I'm always busy. I just finished 2 movies. One just called Southside and next one called Place in Hollywood coming out. One just come out 3 months ago and one coming out soon. So I'm busy in Hollywood, but I love to cook for the children and see they're happy because I can't take when they're eating the food not good.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you know.
It's all out there. So What brings you to Oroville of all the places in the world?
Yeah, you were saying right, that.
That's a good question.
I mean, your music
everyone
is...
asks me that. And you know what brings me to Oroville in a real short? Music. Because I come to perform in Chico, and then I come to perform for the skate for the skateboard park, for the children at the skateboard park. Yeah, they have a show. Remember when they used to keep that show?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I come perform for them. And then I come perform for the school in Berry Creek. Like a fundraising school for you know, some fundraising for the children in the school to put back sports in the school. I do those things for a small school, a lot of fundraising, you know? Yeah, so that's what bring me in Oroville. And when I come, I said, damn, this little town need good food. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a chef, you know? So when I'm talking to myself like, damn, this town need me. And I look at all the people them and see these nice people growing around here and that, and the nice children them, they don't have no support with good food. They have to go far away to really get something. Yeah. And you know, I'm like, I tell my wife, you know what? I got to leave Malibu and go and help those children in Oroville. They need me, you know? Because I do it for New York and I see what the turnout I do for New York. So I said, I got to help those people in Oroville. They need me. And say, you sure? I said, yes. And I got that place locked down for 3 years. The place that you see?
Oh, yeah.
I have it for 3 years until the owner said, please don't do nothing with this place. I'm going to come to do a restaurant here for Oroville. And they keep it for me.
That's awesome.
Yes,
that's
incredible. And then when I'm ready, I say, yes, I'm ready now to do it. And we all move from Malibu and say, let's go. It's time to go and go do that, you know. Wow.
That's awesome that you see something in Oroville, you know. I mean,
see something in Oroville. Oroville looked like Jamaica so much to me. I can't believe it. It looks so much like Jamaica. I'm not lying. Seriously. And then when I look, I saw much Jamaican around here. You know, you never know. So much Jamaican coming around because you look like Jamaica. Yeah. So it attract them. Seriously. I'm like, yo, but me specialize in love. And this town, they need my love. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And come to give them the love. I come to give this town love because it need it.
It does. Oh,
yes. That's exactly what we're trying to... Yes. Yeah, that's exactly what we're trying to get across here on the Great Station.
Yes. We just
said the
and
same.
I meet some great youth like Benji. And Benji introduced me to all of you children. And I tell us, great youth.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
them need.
Ben is an amazing person.
We need our unity and love so we can bring the world together as one and the children live and know that we're going to see a better tomorrow. Tomorrow is great. You know what I'm saying? With all these good food and love, tomorrow is great.
Tomorrow is great.
Yes,
now,
thank
you. Now, we're going to play one of the tracks that you have given to us.
Thank you.
We have something called You Don't Love Me.
Yes, because you know what? Make I tell you about that track before you play it. That track, I write that song because I see so much people go through pain when they give love and don't get it back. You know what I'm saying? I say I got to write a song about, you know, that thing because... Run it.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Totally, yeah.
Yes.
All right, well, this is You Don't Love Me.
Girl, you know I keep on loving you.
Not riches,
and
not
love
pain,
is only for you.
But love. Love conquers all things, you know.
You don't love me like I love you.
You
don't love me, love ain't true. Look, yeah, it's nowhere to be found, 'cause I'm nowhere around.
feels like the starlight shine. Oh, yeah. You don't love me like I love.
Hello and welcome back to the great station, KROV 91.1. This is the amazing Jim Kent on air being fabulous, as, you know, we tend to try to be at least.
We always do. And here we have the amazing Ifa Journey here. That was just the song You Don't Love Me. Now, tell us a little bit more about that song, Ifa.
Yes, you know, through we travel the world and see so much people go through pain and hurt through not loving. Yeah, so we get to find out that love is the most grateful this thing in the earth. So, not money nor riches, but love. You know, when you have love, you have everything. If you don't have love, you don't have nothing at all. You know what I'm saying? So, either a man don't love a woman, or a woman don't love a man. Make sure you love the man, and make sure you love the woman. And make sure you love your brother, and make sure you love your sister. And make sure you love your neighbor, and make sure you love your friend. Because love is the greatest thing, and love will never end. You know, so we come with love again.
That's right.
So your whole objective to open this restaurant is to bring a sense of community and love to Orrville.
That's right. That's right. And you know what? Because food is everything. Because food is what you put inside of you. And the food that you put inside of you make you the person that you are. You know what I'm saying?
You are what you eat.
Yes. You are what you eat.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I do have something for Ifa.
Oh. Yes.
Here's something for you. These are two pens that come from Comer's Print Shop. They happen to be friends of mine, and those are probably some of the best pens I've ever used in my life. I love writing with these pens. Right? It feels good.
You know what? Can I say something?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Pen is more stronger than a sword. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yes, pen is a great thing. So when I want to give you a pen, it's a long-lasting lifetime thing him give you. Because mm-hmm. anything that you put down is already down. It's you know,
oh,
signature
yeah, it's
is
there.
There. It's there. It's like a camera. Take a picture, it's there.
Exactly.
Thank you very much for the pen, brother.
Ah, not a problem. Yes. Ah, love to give pens.
Yes, yes.
For a musician as well,
yes,
it's
yes.
where we can put our thoughts and
yes,
our feelings
man.
Onto the paper.
Yes, man.
It's kind of like
yes.
our unspoken, you know, request to not stop, you know.
That's right.
To all of the artists that come in here.
That's
to
right.
to continue to write, you know, to never stop and to continue to produce amazing things.
Can I do a little thing for the people I'm out there?
Yep.
Yeah, go for it.
Go for it.
All right. Yeah. This is Ifa. Listen. Na na na, in na na na, in na na na, Rastafari rule and reign. Hey, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na- I no fear no Eden, no night. Hypocritical makers and I give Rasta fight. Tell them the truth, so fight them one fight. Come here with them guns and then go come with knife. But innocently, them want take Rasta life. And Ethiopia with they go, but them a try victimize. Say, low Marcos, see all peas and rice. So me look upon all the people, them me sell us be wise. Judgment about, so better open up your eyes. It's not say Babylon, them under fall disguise. Be wise, Rasta, for all is our life. I and I no fear no Eden no night. Hypocritical makers wanna give the youth fight. Don't give the youths them no fight. Strengthen up the youths them, give them love. Yeah, so them can make a better tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, cause the youths are here. Remember, the youths are the future. Elder got the knowledge for the youths. You hand it over to the children to make sure, say. Yeah man, cause you see Arville is a nice place. Arville is a very nice place, and yeah. It's a nice place, and it's not a bad place. People say it bad, but it's a beautiful place. I don't know what to say bad, because it have a beautiful lake, it have the mountain, it have some beautiful spirit youths.
You literally,
here.
Yeah, you can get anything you want.
Yeah.
In this town, if you want snow, you drive an hour. If you want beach, you drive a few hours. Like,
that's
we literally,
right.
Anything you want, mountains or flat land. It's your preference.
Yeah, I know this place reminds me of Jamaica so much. Rastafari, I know. Yeah, it reminds me of Jamaica so much, and it reminds me of Jamaica so much. That's why I have to be here with my brothers. Them, big up Ben.
Yeah, you said you said you grew up with Marley's. What was that like?
Well, you see, as a little youth now, I was like one of Jamaica is a place of Rasta, and we was like one of the first set of Rasta children that grow up in Jamaica, because my father is Rasta man, and my mother is a Rasta. My sister, my brother is Rasta. So it's a whole family of Rasta, you know. And you know, Bob Marley is coming from the Rasta community of Rasta, who bring out the message and tell you what Rasta is about. And Rasta is about one love. We are not just some people who twist our locks, takes our ear and just go out there like, you know what I'm saying? We are come through the real tradition of Rasta. We are the real roots of Rasta. When you talk about Jamaica and Rasta, it's us. This Ifa we're talking about right here. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so that's why I grow around Bob Marley and all the elders, Rastaman, them from those days until now. You know what I'm saying? Even though Bob Marley tried gone away in a different dimension, you know what I'm saying? The children, them, me and them grow up together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All those days when Ziggy Marley was putting out all those great albums, One Bright Day and all those albums, it was me and him together running around and as little youth, you know what I'm saying? Training, because I like to do martial arts and all the things. Man, Ziggy was training and Steve was training, and when Steve started to grow his locks now, then everyone love it in the world, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was there as a little youth. We grew up together, you know what I'm saying? And you know, and so we want to change the world together, and him still doing great music. Ziggy is doing great music, still bringing the children them together. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Love is the answer, you know? Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's man. Awesome.
That's quite a life.
Yes. Yes.
But it's, you know, you see people with this type of, they can get this type of attention.
Yes.
And it eats them up and it destroys them. But what you do with it is you try to bring one love to the world.
That's what Bob Marley do too.
And that's,
yes.
It's ultimately the greatest thing you could possibly do.
That's right. That's right.
It's incredible.
Yeah, they don't let the fame get to their head.
Exactly.
You know? They use it as a tool.
It's a tool for spreading the love. When in some cases, you know, if you're a flea on the ground, you can't necessarily push the boulder, but you can, working together, you have so many people working together.
That's right.
The flea can influence the cat.
Exactly. There's so many things that I can't even put it into words, but I absolutely love it.
Give thanks, big brother.
Oh, yeah.
Give thanks, man. That's why we are here, to make sure, say, yeah, because I'm the same person wherever I go in the world. I go to Europe, I gather the children in Denmark. I was there in Denmark, and I gather the children them in Denmark. I been in Sweden, I gather the children. Wherever I go, I spread the love.
Yeah.
I spread the love wherever. I go to Africa, I spread the love. I come to New York, I spread the love. I come now to California, I spread the love amongst the children. Wherever, because you know what? we have a work to do to bring the children them and make them know that is one God, one aim, one destiny, and that we are brother. Don't watch the shade of a person outside. We are like the flowers in the garden. And true, we are the flowers in the garden. We are beautiful. Everything is beautiful. Oh, that's why I love my brother Ben right here, because them say you are beautiful. Yes, Ben, keep up the good work. Yeah, we are beautiful. And everyone are beautiful. Look at the flowers. It are beautiful. And we represent the flowers in this big garden. So we are here in this garden together. And we are the children, and we're growing together with love. And we're spreading love amongst each other, because we come from one place. And we're going back at one place. You know what I'm saying? Don't matter what you think or whosoever you want to think what they think. Remember, Ifa said that we come from one place. We got one God. We got one aim. One God destiny. All things great and wonderful. All creatures great and small. Created by the Almighty. Rastafari, Haile Selassie is the king for the earth. You know, and remember that that's the only man that we see walk the earth that govern and take care of the children of the earth. And know that, yes, blessed love.
Exactly.
We were made from dirt, and we will end as dirt as well.
So we're going to play another one of your songs here. This one's called World Peace.
That's what we're talking about. That's why we say world love. That's why we say we want the world peace. This one, you know, Blaze, you ever heard about Blaze from Chico?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. Well, me and him do this one. Blaze one.
Nice.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well,
yes.
Here we go.
Yes.
With World Peace here on the great station KROV 91.1.
Peace, guns and bombs. tasty. Yay.
All right, that was Ifa Journey
here on the Great Station, and we have Ifa with a guitar in the hand, and he's going to play some of the stuff that he's been working on from his upcoming EP, you said? Music that you haven't already put out yet, is that right?
Yes, this one is a movie soundtrack. This movie just come out called Southside. Yeah, movie soundtrack.
Thank you.
crazy world.
Thank you, Ifa. That was amazing. That was Crazy World. Can't wait to hear it on recording. Ooh, you said that was the soundtrack to a movie?
Yeah, soundtrack.
Okay.
Movie soundtrack called Southside.
Southside.
Yeah, Southside.
Was that done down south?
No, I do the movie in New York.
Okay.
Yeah, the movie's out, and I'm gonna show you a copy one of these days. I'm gonna play it for you.
Yeah. That was really, really cool. Yeah. I like that. Everyone was literally just sitting here, just like watching you. Just I mean, if you could see what we saw, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
That was really good.
Thank you very much.
Indeed, that was incredible. I just got shocked. I'm sorry.
Thank you very much.
So, man, I don't even know where to go from there. That was how did you get hooked up with that? Like, what does that song mean? How did you get it on a movie?
Well, you know, that song mean a lot. You know, the movie is about a set of friends like you guys would grow up, and then, you know, a crew that part together. You all go to the one of you was gonna turn police, and the first night you go party, all friends go party together, and some war break out in the party, and the guy gets stabbed, and then he die, and then, you know, everybody feels sad. You know what I'm saying? Just to show you what gang banging is a real story. You know, and yeah, to show you what gang banging and those things could do to children. You know, when you lose somebody, you lose a good friend, or lose a good family, and then you don't see that friend no more. You know, it's very hurtful. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a movie about, you know, to stop the violence. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, so the children, you know, the world could be a better place. You know, it's like, you know?
I know.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it's more of a stop the violence type of movie, you know?
That's cool.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
And so you say that the songs that we just played tonight, including that one, aren't actually out yet. You haven't gathered them all together for an EP. Am I right?
Yes, it's on. Yeah, yes, I have it. I have it out. It's gonna come out on the album, the same album that I'm coming out with right now.
Okay. Very cool. And how many albums have you released so far?
Released one so far, and then I'm gonna release one more. This one right now, that You Don't Love Me No More, and you know, many more songs that you play. The one with me and Blaze, World Peace, and The World Is Crazy. Yeah, we have a lot of good songs, you know.
I'm looking forward to that one. You guys are gonna have to check that out once it comes out.
Yeah, and when is that? When are you releasing that for us?
That song.
The whole album.
The whole album? Yeah, I think I'm going to do it. Nothing. I know I'm going to do it for the summer.
All right. So pay attention summer for that.
Yes.
Because, I mean, I know I'm going to get a copy just as soon as it comes out.
Yes.
Now, I will take one quick moment here. We do have to mention that those of you who are listening, this is KROV Oroville 91.1 FM, and this is the great station here with Jim Kent and Tyler Hawthorne and our lovely tech guy sitting off in the corner. Would you like to say hi?
He's waving.
He's waving. I don't think he understands the concept of radio, but
you know. Bless him.
He's over
it's all
there.
Good.
I love him to death.
And I want all of the people to still Ifa, and I want all the people to check out Ifa Journey. Google Ifa Journey, you know, and check out what
IFA and then Journey.
Yes, IFA Journey.
What you want to do is you want to check that out. You want to follow it. You can actually even tweet us. And tweet him here so that you can share your love with him here on Great Station. You can look us up on Twitter at The Great Station. Pretty simple, don't you think so?
That's,
ridiculously simple.
Pretty basic.
Then you can also check us out on our Facebook, and that'll also be The Great Station. So you look up The Great Station pretty much on the two major.
And you'll get a lot of great hits.
That's right. So go like us, follow us. For a chance to win some great stuff, but also to talk to Ifa Journey. I mean, this is your chance.
That's right.
So,
speaking of which, the phone in line is 530-693-4886. So if you guys have any questions for Ifa tonight, that's 530-693-4886.
530-693-4886.
Wahaha.
Wahaha.
Not a mercy. Big up on yourself out there in the world, because I know Cypher Journey's around. Isla Selassie is the almighty, really chip a crown. Not a mercy. Big up all the empress them. All of the sistering, all of the children. Whoa. Big up all of the college. Make sure the children are studying about good education. And when you study good education, I mean like how to be helping yourself when you leave school. Don't stay in school and say, oh, I don't know what to do. Yes, just do the thing that you love.
Exactly.
If you love to play basketball, you play basketball. If you love to sew some clothes, you just go to school and just learn more how to sew the clothes. You know what I'm saying?
Do what you love.
Yeah, do what you love. Don't stress out your head and go do what you don't love and be sad and not happy. You know what I'm saying? Do what you love. If you want to be a lawyer, go and be a lawyer. You want to be a doctor, you go be a doctor. Nurse, same way. You know what I mean? If you want to be a teacher, you be a teacher. If you want to be a chef like me, be a chef like me.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Do what you love.
You know, I met a guy who was, love this, a guy out of New York. He was a post office worker.
Yes.
For years. And he realized that he just didn't love what he did. Whoa. You know what he does now? He's a clown.
He's a
professional clown. He's all, you know, he may not be making thousands of dollars.
But
you know,
clowns do make a lot of money, actually.
But he loves it.
He loves it.
He loves it. The kids that he gets to work with absolutely love it. I mean, this guy, I love this guy. He's the quirkiest guy you could ever hear. But he loves what he does. And that's what it's all about.
But you know the funniest thing? I see you do something today. I never knew that. You are so great, bro. Damn, you see, I was looking at you in the office today.
Yeah.
Where was today? We was at the
City Hall.
We're in the
City Hall, the chambers.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I see you come in there and I wonder, who is this tall man? The foot. Oh, I was looking at Ben and like, Ben, damn, I didn't know your boy could do that. I'm like, yeah, man, that was good, you know?
Oh, yeah. For those of you who don't know, I am a stilt walker. By partial trade with the Kent Family Circus. And we were down at the City Hall because World Circus Day is on the 19th. So we're getting people, giving children a chance to go try out circus equipment, see if that's something that they want to do. And then we're going to be putting on a show later on where people can come in for just $5 and get, you know, and watch the circus live. So I'll be walking around in stilts.
You going to perform?
I'm going to perform.
I'm going to come directly.
Oh, yeah.
I see you do something, Ben. I never see nobody bend like that and do that. I was saying to Ben, damn, Ben, look there. He bent his foot. I sit there and the thing, I'm like, damn, bro, you're great.
See, it's lots of practice, man. Oh,
I'm going to come see you. I'm definitely going to come. Which date that?
That's April 19th at 7 o'clock is when the show starts.
Where?
April 19th. It's at the State Theater.
Okay.
It's right downtown, and it goes on for quite a bit. It's going to be a great show, so you got to come out if you can.
No, I'm coming. Definitely. Oh, yeah. I have to come watch it.
And for those of you who want to come, you know what you could always do on your way over? You know, you go grab some dinner first from Ifa Journey, and then come on down and watch the show. I mean, it's a perfect combination.
That's right.
Go check it out.
I'm located right as you exit the freeway, right on Ardham Boulevard. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Right next to Subway.
Yes. And Pizza Hut.
And right, that's right.
That's right.
You can't miss it.
You can't miss it. Ifa Journey.
Ifa Journey. Go check it out because their food is off the hook and just filled with rich spices. And the people who work there are filled with so much love. We can't thank you enough. That's
give incredible. Thanks, brother. I just bring Jamaica to Arville. You know?
You know,
so anyone want to say anything, say something good. Jamaica is in Arville. All right, Jamaica is in Arville. And when I say Jamaica, I mean like the love of Jamaica, which is the food and Rasta. Rasta who cooking the food and sharing the love amongst the children and the elders. You know what I'm saying? Because the children is the future and we going to make Arville to be the future. Yes, because Arville is the future. We have so much nice thing about it. That's all I know. Yeah.
How long have you been in Arville?
Well, I come here 3 years ago to perform, then that's what bring me to Harville. And so I could say 3 years I've been passing through Harville. Not terrible because I live in Malibu doing a lot of things in Hollywood. But Harville, when I want to go to the country to have a peace of mind, I come to Harville to go by the lake and the, go on the lake and just... If you have that lake in Hollywood, you see, if you have that lake in Hollywood, in Malibu, you have to pay big money to go there. Trust me.
Oh, yeah.
They would fence off RV. Yeah, seriously, they would fence off RV, literally. And you have to pay money to come to RV.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah, so I recognize good things, you know?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oroville is a place of opportunity. There is something about this town. Yeah. It's in the air, and it's just waiting to happen.
Have That's you right. ever performed at the Martin Luther King Park for that, you know, annual reggae fest?
Oh, yes. It's my brother that I know will keep it, and I support it 100%. I never performed there, but most of my artists there perform, because the last time they was doing the show, I was busy doing my movie.
Yeah,
and before that, they was keeping the show. I was busy touring, so it's always
there's things, but you know what? There's always people who are willing to make the music and give the love.
Yes,
and sometimes it gives other people the chance to step in.
That's right. Thank you, brother.
And it gives them a chance to step up and make that make that chance.
And that youth is doing the same thing too, because like us, because he he's the one say, I thought this town need some upliftment, and what he's doing is bring music to the community where everyone can happy, you know what I'm saying? Have a nice day and happy, and it's a good thing.
It's a great thing.
Great thing, you know, and that's what we're all about, to make sure say everyone is happy. Yes. Like when you come into Jamaica always say, welcome to Jamaica, no problem. You know what I'm saying?
We want
that in Arville now. Welcome to Arville, no problem.
That's what it's about.
Yes, you know?
I like it. Yeah. Well, what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break and talk about DYKYB and WSO and have our specific artists come out, and we're going to do some stuff here, and then we're going to have you back on. Sound good?
That's right.
All
right,
but let's go ahead and do that. So what we're going to do is we're going to switch over to Mr. Ben Hatch from DYKYB. He's going to talk about a little bit about what he's doing to bring the love and the beauty of Oroville, and then we're going to talk about WSO, which bringing the love through the music into Oroville.
Yes.
The perfect combination of love and music
beauty
here in
and
this
food.
Town. And food. How can you go wrong?
Who
we
does
have
not love
food, love, and music. Yes. I can't think of anything better.
Yes, sir.
I can't. I really can't.
We have the best food in the world.
Best food in the world right here in Oroville.
Yes.
That's where you want to go.
Yes.
So we're going to do that. Let's switch it off to Ben, but before we do, we're going to play one more song of yours.
That's right. Give thanks. Right. Yeah.
And it says IFA 2 on there. I don't know the name of the track. I was given a list, but somehow that list isn't there. So we're going to have you tell us the name of the track after we
give thanks,
started.
Right?
Is that what it is? We're about to find out. So you're going to find out with us. Actually, what we're going to do is... Here, Aifa, he's going to give you some headphones, and we're going to play the song through there while I'm talking about what we're going to be putting on next. So, as we're doing this...
Oh,
you know the name?
Yes, let me talk and tell them about this song.
All right, let's have you tell them about the song right now.
Yes.
Because it's not even playing yet. I just let you hear a preview.
Yes, this song, Often Do You Pray, because a lot of people don't learn to be thankful for nothing. And we have to learn to thankful. That's the first thing about love. When we're thankful for everything. Thankful for the nature. Thankful for the star. Thankful for everything. Thankful for your brother. Thankful for life. You know, your life itself. Thankful for the food that you eat. You know, so you wake up in the morning. You give thanks to see the day. So you say, give thanks to the Father that created the earth and the day. That means say you're gonna have a beautiful. So it's how often do you pray? Like you don't have to bow down on your knee and pray, but you just in your mind you just give thanks to everything. So you learn to give thanks to everything. And that's the prayer, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it's about. Learn to pray and learn to give thanks. Run it, my brother.
All right. So this will be. Say it again.
How often do you pray?
That's right. How often do you pray here?
How often do you pray?
Here on the great station. Now we got DYKYB and WSO coming up, and a special song by Two Knives, and a special song by Eric North. So
Eric
here we
North.
Go.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the ways of sinners, nor seated seat of scornful. Sabbatical order, you know.
and just pray, no? Along the way, no? Yeah, yeah. I process up. Rastafari. Wafting, do your prayer. From Genesis, Revelation, and down in a proverb. Yes, Rasta voice, and it must be heard. Kanaya bingi a fit chant July the 23rd. Bongo Eddie blaze the fire, cup of Babylon disturb. Ayanaya, smoke, I chant, which is earth. Babylon, you can't come, you can't disturb. Babylon, you have to move with the dirty works. Go tell them, say, wafting, do your prayer. Civilization, Babylon, you have them down here in a prostitution. We feed the ghetto you them where them a come. Babylon and you fi stop give them guns. You know see it, too much innocent blood a run. You see it, seems like you take this be fun. Again, again, wafting, do your pray. Tell me how wafting, do your pray. Every day you wafting, do your pray. A wall sabbatical order. Chant fire, but no feed the one poor fire. Him and the friend them, we see don't have no take counsel. A fight against the last, the earth rightful ruler. Who the kings of king, who is the king emperor? A him and the people savior.
Hello and welcome back again to World Station. Wow, not World Station, to the Great Station here on Kiro V 91.1. I do want to mention the fact that we are underwritten by quite a few number of people that make this program possible for us to, you know, to make it possible for us to be able to actually be on air, which is incredible. And I just want to thank Trump Financial. Now, what I like to do here on the World Station is be completely strange and bizarre in every possible way. We're going to have DYKYB here on in just a moment. Click here. He's our underwriter at KROV 91.1, Trum Financial, which provides health insurance and credit restoration. They're located at Trio Tree.
They're located at 303 Mira Loma Drive in Oroville. And they can be reached by phone at 530-534-4600. Thanks again to Trump Financial for supporting Community Radio here at KROV. I wasn't on. I thought I was on. That's weird. Hello, for those of you who actually didn't. Wow, that's an awkward moment. I thought I was on. Wow.
It happens to the best of us, man. You turned on number three.
Oh, did I hit number three? That's why it sounded funny. I thought I hit number two. Some of the weirdest stuff. Anyways,
but that we're was on. For we're
Trump
rolling.
Financial. You heard that?
And now we're here with Ben Hatch.
Actually, let's do one more because I do have to compensate for the fact that we had that 9:30 spot to fill as well. So I do have to give one more. We try to do two every hour because, I mean, without them, this all would be impossible. Now we also have Two Knives and WSO coming up right after this. But we're going to have an opportunity for you to win a t-shirt and some wristbands and some free tickets here on World Station. On the Great Station. That's right, boys and girls. I'm over-enthusiastic here today on the Great Station. You guys ever wonder what I actually do when I talk to people now?
Jim, put your clothes back on.
You know, you can't actually see what's going on here, people. So, here we are with another one. The California Rice Exchange. I actually have some friends who do this. California Rice Exchange, which is the online marketplace for California Patty Rice. You can visit them on the web at www.calricex.com. They are located at 1531 Butte House Road, Suite A in Yuba City. And they can be reached by phone at 530-673-8890. Thanks again to California Rice Exchange for supporting Community Radio here at KROV 91.1. That's right. What?
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
Yes,
now
absolutely.
We are here with Ben Hatch with DYKYB, and he is sweeping through Oroville. Huge sensation with the high schools, and he's trying to branch out. Ben, why don't you give us a little bit of some info on that?
I just want to make sure it's DYKYB actually stands for something. It's not DYKYB.
DYKYB.
DYKYB. DYKYB.
Well, DYKYB. Obviously, he will talk about the acronym.
DYKYB.
Ben, can you please tell us about Dicko DYKYB?
Just we're going to stop there.
Yes. Hello, everyone. DYKYB stands for Don't You Know You're Beautiful. It is a movement to change the way people perceive themselves and others and to point out the things that make people beautiful other than just looks. It's basically just letting everyone know that they're beautiful no matter what you look like, no matter what you like doing, your interests, and just all the things like that.
That's quite cool. Now, I know people must ask you this, but is it based upon the One Direction song that you don't know you're beautiful?
Na, 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 na. Na 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 na.
Baby.
No, it is not.
No?
But it actually does give us a little bit of edge because a lot of people relate that, and I hear people singing that with "Don't You Know You're Beautiful" when the One Direction is "You Don't Know You're Beautiful." So, but. The song actually that we kind of got the idea from was a band called Seabird, who was back in 2008. But yes, not One Direction.
Not One Direction.
I do love them. I do love
One
them.
One Direction is fantastically wonderful.
So apparently One Direction has heard of DYKYB, and the word is out, folks.
That's right. One Direction, if you're
you
out
are
there,
beautiful. Who knew?
So we have to talk like this the entire time. Thank you all very much. Ben Hatch.
Yeah. So, Ben, what does DYKYB have in store for the future? What are your plans? What's your organization working toward?
Well, one of the things that we are planning right now is we're having an anniversary rally on the 27th of April. It's going to be at River Bend Park in Oroville, California. It's going to be an anniversary rally because it was May 1st of last year was when we started it. So on the 27th of April, we're celebrating kind of the year.
A little bit early, yeah.
Yeah, a few days early. And the reason mainly because of that is we are actually going to Illinois for a music festival, and we are setting up a booth down there. So we're leaving around May 1st, May 2nd, so we wouldn't be able to be here on May 1st. So that's why we're having the rally a little bit earlier.
Going cross country, I like
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
It should
getting
be
the word out. So
WSO is actually going to be going on long on that one, too.
Who is?
WSO.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's a two-way trip, buddy.
Nice.
It's fantastic, yes. Though.
Bunch of sweaty boys in a van. I like it.
never mind. We're not going to. No.
So, Ben.
Hard pass, guys.
What has DYKYB done so far?
Well, so far, the original launch was on May 1st, and kind of just within this year, it's been a lot of planning and getting a game plan. We've sold shirts and bracelets along this year, and we've gone to as many like events as possible. But most of it has just been planning and getting a game plan for the future, because we didn't want to just kind of go gung-ho without a plan and not have anywhere to go with it. But right now we have a plan. We are trademarked, and we are forming a nonprofit right now. Or we are becoming a nonprofit, so we can all the things that go along with that. But we're going to be redoing our website. We have presentations that we're working on, so we can go to different schools, different classrooms, and have a presentation on what we're about, and different activities that we can interact with people.
That's right. You're trying to gear more towards the teenage age group, am I right?
I would say, I mean, obviously it is for everyone. No one is excluded.
Because everyone is beautiful.
Yes, everyone is beautiful. But yeah, I mean, the focus, a lot of it is, I would say, around 13 to 25, all the way from junior high to college. But that doesn't mean that, I mean, there's adults and really young kids that that everyone's beautiful, pretty much.
Yeah, we were talking about this a little bit previously, and your goal is to eventually have this organization, this nonprofit, DYKYB, eventually turn into a movement. Am I right? You want to start a movement for the youth of Orville and branch out from here?
Yes, yes. And that's a little bit of what we're doing on the 27th. But basically, it's kind of just, I mean, since Orville is kind of where I'm from, where it started, and we're trying to reach back into the community of Orville and start here and bring all the youth together here and kind of just from here go out into the rest of the country, the world, kind of thing like that. So the 27th is kind of like our second wave. It's our kickoff for the rest of the year and to come. And we're gonna have a presentation, kind of talking about what we're about and what our plans are. We're also we're gonna have an activity, which I can't really say because I don't want to give it away. But the firefighters are gonna be there. I don't know if that is gonna give away anything. But and then we are having Ifa Journey also play, who was. Just on.
Yeah. Now, speaking of artists, you have two projects going on right now. You're also the drummer of Anchored in Truth, who was on the studio on the air a few weeks ago in the studio. Do you use Anchored in Truth at all to influence your side project DYKYB?
Yes, that's definitely a hand-in-hand thing, kind of just wherever the band goes, we advertise DYKYB, and also working with WSO, wherever. It's kind of just like a big linked type thing.
It's all about community.
Yes, all about community.
Huge
community
partnership.
And love, partnership. That's what it's all about.
I like it.
I like it. Ben, thank you so much. We'll have you on just a little bit later to talk a little bit more about that. But we have to get two segments in before we hit the 9:30 mark. Just because we have people listening in from the East Coast. We have some very special friends, some friends of World Station Organization. We'll talk more about DYKYB momentarily.
Yes. Oh, and our website is DYKYB.com.
DYKYB.com. Check it out. Ben Hatch with DYKYB. Don't you know you're beautiful? That's right. All of you out there, you are beautiful. We'll have more with Ben in just a moment. You know, I have often considered myself rather beautiful to begin with.
We haven't noticed.
No, you haven't noticed because my pure beauty. I mean, it even comes out over the radio, let's be honest. But here we're going to break off to a little segment. But just before I break off, I should mention that the first three people to tweet out to at the Great Station with the name DYKYB will be given bracelets from DYKYB.
Yes, free bracelets. And are we going to do a shirt later?
We will be doing a shirt later. So the first three people to tweet out to at DYKYB will get a chance. Well, we'll win bracelets from DYKYB. Thank you so much,
for
Ben.
Free.
For free. That's right.
Free 50.
It's a five-finger discount without having to use all five fingers. It's fantastic. You can use two and just type it in. It really works that way. But on to my special guest out from Ohio. We have a friend who, well, World Station Organization works with artists worldwide to try to encourage music and music education wherever we go. That's why we're here in Oroville. Is same thing with IFA. We see potential in this town, and we're offering free music lessons starting the beginning of June. The beginning of May out here in Oroville. We'll be having them at the Axiom and then at the Cultural Center for people to start taking music. And then we're featuring young musicians on this program. That'll include the young man who's about to come on. His name's Eric North. But before we do that, we want to sponsor an up-and-coming band out of Ohio, as far as I know. Let's go talk about them. This is Two Knives. Two Knives or Two Knives? Two Knives, I think, is proper English. I want to say it's Two Knives, because who wants to conform to the real rules here? Two Knives. It's an incredible band with, they gave me a little bit of a bio, and I love the way they phrase it. Alex and Matt hail from the lovely city of Cleveland, Ohio. They're a new group dedicated to producing lyrically driven songs that expose raw emotions and relatable situations in a poetic and astounding way. Keep your eyes and ears open for these artists while they step into the music industry fearlessly and with a passion that's soul igniting. I don't know about you, but I've heard a lot of different things that can light my soul on fire. Haven't heard a whole heck of a lot. I didn't know that my soul was technically flammable, but you know what?
Just like your ears.
You know, that's weird. We have a thing about burning me today.
Well, I'm excited to hear them.
I'm stoked to hear them. Are you kidding? They're good friends of mine. Well, it's a friends of good friends of mine, and I think it's time we give them a chance here. You know, if you know any artists who want to get featured on our program, we'd be glad to feature them as a part of World Station Organization's effort to allow self-expression, but also just to drive forward these independent artists, these musicians that have actual talent driving forth this music industry that's almost underground now, in a sense. Yeah. And we love bringing in more and new music. So here is a song, Worm, by Two Knives, here on The Great Station. You heard it first, live and over the air. And to you out there listening out in Cleveland, Ohio, we salute you. And the fabulous Jim thinks you're the greatest. So pay attention, listen up, and listen in. Here is Worm.
Sometimes this world is rough, hard not to have enough. No one ever finds true love when there's only sky above. I just want
And thank you. That was Worm by Two Knives. Thank you so much for sending that track. It was incredible. What did you think, Tata?
I liked it. I didn't know a man could do so much with just him and a guitar. That the worms all left for me. I mean, I don't exactly know the lyrics, but yeah, I thought it was really good.
That's an incredible song. I've actually had a couple chances to listen to it. Huge fan. Keep it up, guys. I want to hear more of it. So those of you out in Ohio, thank you all for sending that in. We salute you, Two Knives. Hopefully you do incredible things. And if you want to, you know, feel free to send us some more tracks. We'd love to play you out here. Now, here is a local artist, someone that comes straight out of the lovely little town of Orville, right out of the downtown. His name is Eric North. Eric, say hi to the people out there.
How's it going?
How's it going, Eric?
Yes, how is it going? Hello, everybody out on the interwebs and over the air.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's wonderful to have you here with World Station.
Good to be here.
Good to be here, yes.
Good to be here.
Good to be here. We want you to... Now, you're a guitar player, yes?
Yes. Occasionally.
Occasionally. That's just a guitar you happen to be holding in your hand.
I just happen to have a guitar, and I thought I might give it a shot.
You might give it a shot. Well, let me shut my wonderful mouth and let you take over. Here is... Now, what song will you be playing?
It doesn't have a name that I remember, but it's a song that
we will call it It Doesn't Have a Name.
It's a song I wrote some time ago and never bothered to name it because I thought no one would ever care.
And here we are
on the radio.
Now I'm forcing it on you.
Now you're forcing all of us to care. But that's okay, because that's what we're here for, is to let you get out there so people can be like, yay or nay. Right. Yay or nay, my folks and friends.
So let's take a listen.
Don't forget, tweet in right now. First three tweeters, first three Facebookers that say, we already have one? That's fantastic. Well, let's get some more peeps.
Travis Pohl gets a free bracelet.
That's right. Well, let's get some more people out there. If you're listening in, go to our Facebook, like the Facebook page, and go ahead and not tweet us, message us.
And if Travis Pohl is out there, congratulations, Travis. You can pick up your merchandise at any convenient time, because we all know who you are, and you can just call us on our personal phones.
I actually don't know who he is.
Oh, Travis. He good guy. Great guy.
I'll have to see this guy sometime. Anyway, so tweet us, Facebook us. If you want some free bracelets, we're going to be giving away free tickets to shows here soon. So let us do William Shatner voice right now.
I don't know how to... Do William Shatner.
I don't know how to do. He actually did a lot of music. We're way off track.
So did Danny DeVito, apparently.
They all did music.
I'm thinking of Joe Pesci. Yeah, Joe Pesci actually did a rap song, didn't he?
Wow. I don't even know what to say to that.
Oh, it was brilliant.
Let's listen to Eric North in conjunction with World Station Organization, bringing hope to the world through music right here in Oroville. Letting music shine through. We're giving all of these young musicians an opportunity. Mr. Eric, take it away.
Okay. Don't you worry, I get love in time. It's not my problem, it's just my crime. I'm not that water's gonna clean off your grime, man. Didn't take me long for me to be everything my mama told me never to be. Don't tell my heart. In spite of everything I try to do, I still keep my innocence. I still long for a special to do. I know I'm not making much sense. Don't tell my heart. haven't seen her in years. Don't tell my heart, please. Oh, tell me, Lord, what you see. Oh, no, my God, this cannot be. Everybody, everybody's looking at me. I see everybody staring at me. So don't tell my heart I haven't seen her in years. Don't tell my heart.
Much. That was incredible, Mr. Eric North. For those of you out there, that was Eric North and the unnamed song.
Yes, the unnamed song.
I rather enjoyed it myself. Hopefully, we will get to hear more of you, you know, even in some local shops. There are local shops in this town who want to have musicians coming in. And if you're a musician and you want to perform, why don't you give us a shout out? Why don't you give us a call? Why don't you Twitter us or Facebook us. Let us know that you want to perform, and we can hook you up here at the great station, because that's what we're trying to do.
This is the whole aim of the station, yeah, is to find the talent, to put that talent on the air for people to listen to, and to book them shows.
Essentially, that's spread the love, spread the music, and spread the food.
Spread the food.
Spread the food, let's be honest. We couldn't do anything without food. And so we want to still say many, many gratuitous amounts of thanks to IFA Journey. Respect.
Respect.
Yes. So what we're going to do now is a little two-song segment. We'll be playing two songs from some artists, one of them called More Than Words in association with World Station Organization, and the other one is Nude and True, who was on last week.
Last week in the studio.
And we just want to continue to promote them because they're going to be wanting to put on shows in our area, and you guys will probably want to see them because, let's say, because of the great station, they've started to amp up their performance. That's right. We're working with them. Their next show will be something that will blow your mind. Your mind equals blown. Blown mind. Mind blown. Blown.
You're speaking way over their heads, Jim, because they don't know what to expect yet because they haven't gone through it yet.
Just imagine, like I said last time, taking a large
we don't want to go there.
Gold brick, wrapping a lemon around it and smashing your brains out here on the great station. I want to give thanks to our underwriters for putting this on, for allowing us to come here on the great station. None of this would be possible without them. We also want to thank Comer's Print Shop for providing the pens, because, let's be honest, the pen is mightier than the sword, and they've just given us strong weapons here for the great station.
Before you do that, Jim, I'd just like to point out our recent Twitter guy, Travis Pohl, he just gave his input on Eric's performance, and he says, Eric is pretty great. I say yay.
He said,
I'd buy a
yay.
CD.
Well, thank you, Travis.
That's incredible. We already have people listening in who wants it. We know you want it too. Tweet us, Facebook us, email us, make smoke signals. Just do something. Let us know. If you have flares, light them up so we can see you from our little tiny slightly closed window. Let us see you show your appreciation for Mr. Eric North, and let's make some more music like it. We want to say thank you to Farmers Insurance. We'd like to thank you, Farmers Insurance, which has among an English-speaking representative. They're located at 2371 Washington Avenue, Suite F in Oroville, California, because that's a great place to be. And they can be reached by phone at 530-5341. 1-2-8 or 530-321-9808. Thank you again, Farmers Insurance, for supporting community radio here on the great station. Here. This place. Right here. Great station. Now we're going to play two songs. This will give you enough time to go onto your computers, walk away, listen in, and tweet us so that you get a chance to win Twitter stuff.
And first up on the list is...
It's A New Hope by More Than Words. If you guys have been listening in, this is one of the great songs that was donated to us. And it's also available for sale. Look up on worldstation.org or look on our Facebook. We have some... You know, what you could do is worldstationmusic.bandcamp.com, and you can buy the song right there. This is A New Hope by More Than Words. Pick it up. This is the next hit. We'll be right back. A New Hope by More Than Words, given to WSO as a donation, and we're more than happy to have that on. So thank you very much. For those of you who are out there listening in, go ahead and tweet and Facebook away at The Great Station. Look up the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/TheGreatStation. Look us up, like our page, and you know what? Win some cool prizes. Like our page and, you know, type in DYKYB on our Facebook page and DYKYB into our Twitter and win a free bracelet. Now, we're also going to be giving away a t-shirt and some tickets to some local shows. We also want to give a shout-out to Bobby Mitchell. Thank you very much for liking the Facebook page. Thank you so much. We're going to move on to a song by Nude and True. And Nude and True, an up-and-coming band that's going to be doing great things here in Orville. What do you think?
Well, as friends of the band, I can't really say anything because my opinion would be biased. Seth and I go back a few years, and he's a great guy. They're all pretty, really cool, chilled guys. And, I mean, I would have nothing but good things to say. So my opinion doesn't really matter. What matters is your opinion and if you want to support their next show coming up.
That's right. That's on the they're going to be having a show at the end of We have a show coming up at the end of May with them down at the Axiom. The Axiom's an incredible place. We'll be giving a quick shout-out to them a little bit later. As you can tell, today's show is a little bit different in the way that we scheduled it up and the way that we ordered it around. And, you know, I seem to like it.
Yeah.
It's fast-paced. It's moving. It's going to be a little different every time here on The Great Station.
Just starting out, you know, I mean, there's room for improvement, obviously. But, I mean,
so we're just settling into our pattern. Mm-hmm. And here's a song from their new EP. Here's Nude and True with their song.
Now, just for the people listening in, who just... played?
Oh, that was More Than Words, for those of you who had
More Than Words.
More Than Words
Band. And
the
song was called
A New Hope. Which is the theme for the WSO contribution album.
Nice.
We're putting together this album where, you know, musicians like yourselves donate a song based upon the idea of A New Hope. A changing the world through the power of music. And so we have that album. If you want to participate and write a song, you can go ahead and climb on board, and we can make this a possibility here. So, Nude and True coming out with some great hits here. Here's Brothers. Go like their page, look them up, and look us up, and Twitter, Facer, and all those other good stuff here on The Great Station.
Mistakes, they creep up like ghosts in a safe place. I'll run so far and hide my head where there's loose ground. If I can't see you, then you can't see me. I wish my words could sound like the songs that you hear, that catch you.
To a silence, but I still
And that was Nude and True.
With Brothers here on the Great Station. Now we're going to have DYKYB talking with us here just a minute. We're super stoked about that.